Telling the new world order to go straight to hell. You're listening to the ABS show on rockandroll100fm.com.
Okay, I recorded this podcast the other night. It's 2:44 a.m. on December 16th, 2017. I'm sitting here right now playing on my gab.ai page. That's gab.ai. And I'm APSR Music on there, just like on my APSR Music on Instagram. APFNS on Twitter. I'll be there until they delete my account. They may eventually delete it, but I will if they do. I'll just promote myself on Gab. Gab.ai. It is now available to set your own accounts. Back in the beginning, you had to actually get an account that you sent it in a request and they sent you one back. Now you were on a waiting list. Now it is open and they ban it on iTunes and they ban it on Amazon or whatever they call that. Android. The thing I'm using right now to record, that last podcast I did, you could tell I was pretty tired. It sounded, I was just listening to a piece of it while I was sharing it on Gab. It sounds very, very, it sounds very tired. So, you can tell I was very tired. But anyway, Gab thing, I'm going to start promoting it. It's APSR Music on Gab. At APSR Music on gab.ai. That's where you can get to it. If you ain't got an account already, go ahead and set you up one. They're promising not to trample free speech. That's a good thing. This next up-and-coming podcast, I said some things that may offend some people, but I will. Because ISIS is... it's proven that they hate women. Sure, they go out and marry girls and stuff, but they do that to use them. And they rape and torment. They just basically, they're basically FAGs. That's exactly what they are. And I pretty much said that. And I don't take it back and I don't apologize. And any Islamic scumbag that treats women like that, you're a bunch of queers. That's all you are. And you're not even a good gay. You're a bad, 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 terrible. I say a gay person that's just gay and, they're gay, but they don't hate people and they don't go out and killing people and they don't do none of that. They're not in the same category with you. You're just a deprived human being is what you are. Anybody who does women like that, you're deprived. You're a deprived scumbag. So I don't apologize, and I'm not going to apologize, and I'm sure I'll get banned on Twitter and Facebook. But I don't really care. I'm about through with Smucker, you know what, F-U-C-K. And I know I'm trying to clean up my language, but sometimes, it just warrants. Some of these dogs just warrant some of the stuff that you say about them. So I shared my link on Gab, and if any of you followed my podcast, thank you. This one's going up And it was recorded either last night or the day before. I don't even remember because I've been sick this week, feeling terrible. My feet's been hurting me so bad I can't stand it. So, there you have it. I'm going to go ahead and fix this thing and get it ready to upload on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening. APSR Music on gab.ai. APFNS on Twitter. And APSR Music on Instagram. I have a Facebook too, but I don't use it much. I do use it, but I don't use it much. I just don't like Facebook. Sometimes I would log into it a lot, but it was normally just to share articles and stuff and comment on things. So there you have it. Greetings, everyone, and welcome to a brand new podcast. Today I'm going to discuss the FBI collusion, the Hillary Rodham Clinton collusion, the attempts to steal the elections. As you know, that woman that was in the, it was always from Florida, I can't think of her name. She is the chairwoman for the Democratic Party and the chairwoman for Congress. Wes Schwartzen or whatever her name is. She's from Florida. As you know, she stole the election from Bernie Sanders to Hillary Rodham Clinton. And then you had the current FBI director. The current FBI director actually promising that he would get rid of Trump before the elections. And you know what that means? He committed a crime. They say he's gone next week. Hopefully he's gone sooner. But they're promising he'll be gone next week. But people goes on about collusion, about Russian collusion and all that, which is a bunch of junk. There was no Russian collusion. The only person that was colluding the election was Hillary Rodham Clinton. She decided that she was going to steal that election. And thank God he didn't allow her to do that. And I'm talking about God. He didn't allow this evil, wretched whore of a woman, the beast of the woman, that's willing to make a buck however she can make it, illegal or legal, win. But I think God's tired of this wicked cesspool that we live in today. I think he's fixing to start firing back. And I know the Antichrist, he'll show his ugly head too eventually. I think all that's coming soon. But this Russian collusion doesn't exist. But even if it did exist, I mean, you would expect another nation to try to undermine us. When people are enemies within, who needs enemies without when you got enemies within, like Hillary Rodham Clinton and her Democratic Party, which now the members of the Democratic Party in Alabama are now saying that they bust in people to defeat Roy Moore nationally. Now, you want to know something? That makes that vote illegal. Because when you live in a state, you got to vote to your precinct. If these people were busting out of the state to vote against Roy Moore, that's illegal. That's damned illegal. So I'm going to discuss a few other things too. Earlier today, and I was thinking about this, and even though the reasoning behind the thing out we was hearing didn't have nothing to do with no robberies or anything, you always have people that steal and ride things around this time of year. If I had to actually give a gift that I stolen, I wouldn't even participate at all. I mean, what is the use? And don't say I haven't been in your shoes. There was Christmases that we were eating throwed away cans from the store. I would not even be partied if my family had to get Christmas off stealing. Well, we just wouldn't have Christmas. That's just the way I see it. I'd rather not have Christmas than do that. That's not Christmas. Christmas is about love. It's about a gift. It's about representing the gift. But they've turned it into this big old marketization where everything is about selling products. It's not about Jesus' birth anymore. It's not about the gift from God of eternal life that it was supposed to represent. No, it's about what TV you can get or what. And I got a TV for Christmas. It's what you can get for Christmas. What gifts you can get. That's not what it's supposed to be about. And if I had to steal to get Christmas, or steal to give Christmas, I wouldn't have it. I'm not going to be party to that. I wouldn't be party to that. It don't say I don't know what I would do. I do know what I'd do. That you got to draw a line in the sand somewhere. That is wrong. It's wrong to steal. That's why they don't want you. That's why they don't like people like Roy Moore, who, even if he was chasing younger women, that's not really a crime. Now, if he sexually assaulted young women, and that was true, there might be a crime to that. But there's no crime against chasing younger women. It don't matter if he was 30 years old. I don't care what your thoughts is on that. There's nothing in the Bible that even bans people from chasing young women. But there was some. He always speaked out against homosexuality. There's plenty condemning homosexuality. But there's nothing condemning chasing young women. Especially if he wasn't a married man. If he was a married man, then he's committing adultery. Now, if he's going after young girls as young as 14 years old, I have an issue with that. That's borderline pedophilia. It may be pedophilia because they're underage. But women 18, 19, 20 years old, come on. And this, everything is sexual harassment. Everything is sexual assault. This is a bunch of craziness. There's been a lot of men who got their woman by constantly chasing them. That's how a lot of men ended up getting a lot of women. I mean, there used to be a cartoon, Pepe Le Pew and this girl cat. He was always chasing her. That's the way men got their women. Now today, that's sexual harassment. It never ends. It's insanity. Before you know it, men and women aren't even going to be around each other in this crazy, sick new world order they're building. This new world damaged order. It's brain damage. So I'm going to take a little bit of a break. And I'll be back in a little bit. I'll discuss more about the whatever's going on in the news right now. I was watching CBN News this morning with Pat Robinson, and they was reporting about the tax thing that they've passed in both the House and Senate, and they're going to merge them together and work out the details of what the final bill will be. But just right before, and I thought this was so funny, because anybody can see this, of course, because they've been yammering about taxes since I was a kid. I mean, I can remember as far back as Reagan hearing about taxes. And finally, Trump has delivered one. These evil people, they're going to be stuck with him for the next 4 years. They might as well face it. Even Pat Robinson said the same thing. I said, well, they might as well face it. I said, they might as well face it. They're going to be looking at him for the next 8 years, the full 8 years now. And then old Pat Robinson come back. And he said, he's guaranteed the next 4 years with this. Yes, that's definitely true. So your Russian collusions and your fallusions and your fake women and your fake women harassment and all this other stuff, it's not going to pan out. I don't think it's going to work. I think you people are just out of luck, and I think you're stuck with Donald J. Trump as the 45th president of the United States of America. That's just my opinion, and we'll be right back after the break. Okay, in this part of the podcast, I am going to discuss some of the news. Democrats ignite black woman civil war against Trump, aide Amorosa. Fake news and by Felicia, black female Dems attack conservative black woman. Rosenstein fuels Trump witch hunt on Capitol Hill. The Russian investigation has fallen apart. Omarosa blames CNN's personal vendetta for fake news attack. Trump aides refutes claims of being fired, dragged from the White House. LCC chair receives more death threats following net neutrality repeal. We need to repeal it. We need to make the internet a utility so everybody can use it. LCC meeting on net neutrality repeal interrupted over a bomb threat. Room evacuated. Sniffer dogs brought in. Trey Gordy breaks down anti-Trump Mueller probe. This is from Infowars.com. This is the headlines. California lawmakers introduce resolution to ban killer robots. None of us will be safe, even in our homes, if autonomous weapons are allowed to proliferate. I actually agree with California there. ISIS threatens U.S. attacks over Trump's Jerusalem decision. Of course. Of course, ice ho. Ice hoes. Ice assholes. Sissies. Ballless wonders. I hope all of you blow yourselves up. Just like that one. That's what I wish for you. I wish for your bombs to ignite and blow your own selves up. May Jesus Christ, as just like you go on about your great Allah, Allah, well, I hope the great Jesus Christ comes against you and destroys you all. That's what I hope, ISIS sissies. That old thing that went in that gay club. That's probably what all of you are. Y'all are a bunch of women hating queers. That's all you are. ISIS is a bunch of women-hating queers. Alabama vote fraud. Does Jones supporters say we came from different parts of the country? Suspicious statements caught on camera. Red alert. Putin warns the United States is about to start a massive war. The world is standing on edge. Great again. U.S. retail sales nearly triple November's forecast. Disney to buy 21st Century Fox assets and deal worth over $52 million. Now, CBN News was reporting that it was actually Fox News that bought Fox that bought Disney, not Fox News. Study shows diversity barriers are useless at stopping terror attacks. North Korea, Trump taking dangerous step to nuclear war by seeking naval blockage. Pyongyang calls possible blockade an act of war. The 1517 to Paris trailer has Clint Eastwood celebrating real heroes. This film is based on a story of real heroes who stopped a terrorist attack on a train on August 21st, 2015. U.S. authorities reveal Moscow allied org spent just 73p on ads. Russia Brexit collusion narrative collapses. Report: GOP state rep kills himself after teen accuses him of sexual assault. Johnson drove his car onto a bridge before putting a gun to his head and ending his life. Jihad festering in America. Many Middle Eastern nationals living in the U.S. join terrorist factions. Of course. That's what Islam is. Like I was talking to them sissy-hating, women-hating fags in ISIS. They're just a bunch of P-U-S-S-Y-S is all they are. Cologne to distribute tolerance wristbands. Collagen to distribute tolerance wristbands to combat New Year's Eve sex attacks. You know what? I'm fixing to laugh at that. That is insanity. These damned hedrons are going to pay attention to a bracelet, not rape. That is so funny. Anti-Trump lib called a white bitch robbed for being a Trump supporter. Mainstream media has become a joke. Trump eviscerates fake news media. Trump delivers statement on tax reform. Tillerson to undermine Trump on North Korea negotiations. High-level FBI agents discussed insurance policy in case Trump won the election. We can't take that risk, they said. That's back to that collusion from the FBI. That collusion that they had already plotted to take Trump down, which makes that a crime, by the way. That is a crime. You cannot get in power and be plotting to take somebody out. That's not legal. Alabama court to election officials. Don't preserve electronic ballot records. Listen to that. They're trying to destroy the records. Defiant. Roy Moore refuses to concede in an Alabama election. I don't blame him. I'm going to close there. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back another day.
Thank you for listening to the APS show on rockandroll100fm.com. The Duck. Quack. 2017 All Rights Reserved.